We've invited a guest back into our studio. She was here not that long ago. I'm John Williams, and we are in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 floors above the Chicago River. If you're down there looking up here, you won't see us. The mist, fog, and skies are so bad today that you just can't do that. About an inch and a half of rain you heard at O'Hare, and some of you got a lot more, and some of you are going to get more. Sunballs are in your future, though. Come Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it's going to be nicer and hotter and more humid, said Tom Skilling a little while ago. He'll be on with Ro Khan later this afternoon and the 3 o'clock hour. Skillful will say hi to you and Ro. But in our studio right now, back again is Carla Nowrowski. She is the CEO of the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Foundation. Now, remember, this place came to light of late because they have a bill they have to pay. They spent a lot of money acquiring a lot of amazing Lincoln artifacts. That's where they should be, in Springfield. But the loan has come due next year, right?
Yeah, October 19, 2019.
My birthday.
Oh.
Don't ask. How much money do you all need?
$9.7 million.
And how is it that you got $9.7 million upside down on this? What happened?
We purchased this collection, 1,400-piece collection of iconic Lincolniana is what it's called.
Lincolniana?
Lincolniana, yes. And we purchased it 11 years ago. And at the time, both the museum and library, as well as our foundation, were less than 10 years old. So we really did not have the funds to just go and purchase it outright. The library and museum were very strong on primary source documents, paper documents of Lincoln's, but not his personal effects. So the state of Illinois asked us to partner with them to purchase the collection. We did. And we've been paying off the, having a campaign to pay off the collection for 11 years.
So now the danger is that this notice. What happens if you don't have the money? What happens if you don't have the $9 million on my birthday next year?
The fear is that if we don't have the money, we will have to sell some of the items. And we don't know which items. We don't want to sell any items, but that would have to happen.
The quandary is that you've got thousands of items. You could sell off a lot of them, but the ones that will generate the money to pay off the loan are, in fact, the reason you could borrow the money to buy these items to begin with. In other words, the really good stuff will go for a lot of money, but you want to keep the really good stuff. Selling out the less desirable stuff doesn't generate the money to keep the good stuff.
Absolutely.
So what do you need? Do you need... So what you need are donations?
Well, we've been seeking donations for 11 years, and the private sector has come through very strongly. And we've been having conversations with the governor's office on possible tourism money, which could help alleviate the problem as well.
I just don't think $9 million is that much money, even for an upside-down state like Illinois. We've got so many people. We've got so many rich people. We've got so many billionaire gubernatorial candidates. I'm frustrated that coming back into our studio now, this hasn't been resolved a few weeks later.
Well, the wheels turn slowly. It's already taken us 11 years, but we are making headway, and we've had some positive conversations with the governor's office. People continue to... talk about their interest in supporting this. So I'm hopeful that we will not get to a point where we have to sell anything.
I saw you on the network CBS Morning News the other day. There you were with Gail King and Norah O'Donnell and John Dickerson, and you guys were talking about this stuff. In fact, am I right? Didn't they have the hat that Lincoln wore to the theater the night he was assassinated?
It is a hat that Lincoln owned, but he did not wear it the night of the assassination.
But what was fascinating to me is that this what is it, beaver skin hat?
Yes, it's the only beaver skin hat of Lincoln's left in existence.
But it's like you might imagine. It's the black tall top hat, and the front bill, if you will, has been worn down, and they speculate, as I recall from TV, because that was where he would always be taking it off or tipping his hat to ladies or whomever, and it was worn bare, the two spots where his thumbs would go, depending on which hand he used.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes.
That's his thumbprint right there on his hat.
Yeah, his fingerprints, yep.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, yes. It's always awe-inspiring when we see it, and anyone who ever comes to see it is truly taken. We had a young woman from South Africa who was on the Human Rights Commission. Her father was on the Human Rights Commission. And when she saw it, she let out a shriek of joy, to know that this was Abraham Lincoln's hat.
On his head. And his blood-stained gloves are in your possession, too, right?
Yes, and those are from the night of the assassination. He had them in his coat pocket, and when he got shot, the blood dripped down into the pocket. And those are the gloves he carried with him.
Those are not being auctioned off.
They could be, but they are not being auctioned yet. I mean, those are part of the collection and could be auctioned in the future, but we plan on raising the money and hopefully...
Okay. I'm still mad at Bruce Rauner for not just, I don't know, if Donald Trump can bring families back together at the border, how is it that Bruce Rauner can't, with some executive order, just say, here's $9 million. We are a zillion-dollar state. Does he have that authority, do you know? Could he just make that happen?
He has the authority through the tourism money. And like I said, we've been having some very positive conversations. So, you know, we're very hopeful that that's going to come to pass. It is still fiscal 2018. There is no money in 2018. Whatever was there is spent. But hopefully as we embark on a new fiscal year, that will happen.
It'd be embarrassing for the state if we have to, you know, resort to that. It's not a reflection on you. Although, by the way, on that CBS report, they said maybe the money has not been appropriately managed all these years. Reflect on that for a minute.
Well, first of all, that's an opinion. Every year we file our IRS 990s like all nonprofits do. Those are public documents. We also are audited each year. We file that with the state of Illinois. That's also a public document. In our entire history, we have never had an audit finding. We have managed our assets at the highest level in the standard best practices of nonprofits. So that statement was really just an opinion.
So I want to help you out here. There is an auction coming up of some of the stuff that wasn't that lot of a bunch of things you acquired. Some of them priceless, true Lincolnophiliolana.
Lincolniana.
But then also in this lot were some Marilyn Monroe items, and the sort of connection is that Marilyn Monroe was a great lover of Abraham Lincoln.
Yes, so no Lincoln items are being auctioned off, and that is our goal, to never have them go. But we are selling 9 items owned or related to Marilyn Monroe, and as you say, she was a true fan. The story I was told was that Arthur Miller, her husband, encouraged her to have a historic mentor or historical mentor, and she picked Abraham Lincoln. And one of the biographies she read was the biography of Lincoln by Carl Sandburg. And so what we're auctioning is related to Marilyn Monroe together with Carl Sandburg.
I'm reading now, you're auctioning a 3/4 length figure-hugging black wool dress with knit ballet collar and long sleeves owned by Marilyn Monroe. You're also auctioning off a bust by Konzel.
Yes.
Konzel of Carl Sandburg, owned by Marilyn Monroe.
Yes.
And then 7 pictures of Marilyn Monroe.
Yes, 7 photographs by the famed American photographer Arnold Newman, which he took of Marilyn Monroe meeting Carl Sandburg.
These are his original prints with his description of what was happening in each of the prints handwritten on the backside.
Yes, so that's what makes them different from when other people say, well, I can go get a copy of this. These are original and a set of originals with notations by Arnold Newman.
JuliansAuctions.com, Julians, J-U-L-I-E-N-S, JuliansAuctions.com. That's the site where they're being auctioned off June 23rd. You don't have to be there, but you need to go to that site in advance if you want to bid, right?
Absolutely. And you could bid from all over the world.
JuliansAuctions.com. Okay, what else can I do for you before I let you go?
Let everyone know that we really need their support. This is something that must not leave the state of Illinois. And if they'd like to donate, they could go to www.alplm.org. Thank you so much.
Abraham Lincoln Public Library?
It's the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library Museum.org. So it's ALPLM as in Mary.org.
And I'll put links to all of this on my Facebook page, WGN King John on Facebook, WGN King John on Facebook. All right. Well, Carla, let us know what we can do and when we can do it for you. I don't have $9 million to give. Somebody in our audience might, and maybe their company does, and maybe somebody running for governor does. The state of Illinois should not let these precious items get away.
Thank you so much.